Hello, Sudan, my listeners. Thank you very much for joining. And today is our chapter number 3, International Destination of Tourism. In this particular chapter, we have a lot to understand from the international destination perspective. So, what are the learning objectives? We will learn in about how do people decide where to go for pleasure, business, or for some other purposes. So people decide on to where to go. Know the factors considered for finalizing a tourism destination. Statistics related to international tourist arrivals. We will take an account of that. Also know about some popular international destination. So this has quite a good number of learning for us. Decision making is something which makes you to select a destination. So decision or deciding the destination, when people travel for a specific purpose, the choice is limited to a destination that can satisfy a specific urge in mind. So understand this whole thing. Deciding on how a specific purpose is with us to decide what we want to pursue, what we want to satisfy, and what is to be selected from a limited destination that are available and that can satisfy the specific urge in a human being. So take an example. An adventure sports enthusiast may like to go river rafting, and he would limit his search to places where there are such facilities. You cannot think of a river rafting in Jaipur, Rajasthan, from domestic point of view. Yeah, or for example, when people go out for relaxation and pleasure, there is unlimited choice. Many destinations offer an identical thing. A beach combing, for example, then you need to select a destination that is on the seaside. You cannot think of beach combing in Bhopal, yeah, because they don't have a sea. Likewise, despite so much of nature, beauty, and so much of snow, you cannot talk of beaches in Switzerland, or sun or a sand in Switzerland. You understand? So this is selection and decision making. Therefore, this discussion center around choosing a destination for leisure and relaxation. The same principle applied to other types of tourism as well. So you want to see the World Cup cricket final, you have to go to a city where this final is happening. Otherwise, watching on a television can be done from your own city or a village. So some of the factors involved in decision making, let's learn about them. Recommendation from the friends and relatives. Somebody who has recommended or experienced this would recommend you. World-renowned destination. Some of the destinations are known very well to the human being. The travelers basically. Say for example, shopping. So once upon a time that used to be a caption, a slogan. People used to go to Singapore and Hong Kong for shopping. Yeah? So these are world-renowned destinations. In recent years, you can talk of Dubai for shopping. Or people in the rural areas, they come to urban areas, say like to Mumbai for shopping, especially shopping related to the marriage. Then you gain information from the internet, which tells you about various renowned destinations for various reasons that you are searching for. Then what are the cheap deals available into that destination? And how can I get all that? Or nearby destination. Okay? This you can learn through internet. Now, process of decision making goes this way. Recommendation coming in from the tour operator. You sit with the tour operator. He or she tells you about a few destinations. And you pick up from there according to your budget. Or you read in the newspaper. Or you read in a media coverage. Or a specific travel show that comes on and national or international television. Appealing advertisement or TV coverage. All these are the sources, the process of getting information of your destination selection. This is international destinations. Some of the destinations explained in this brochure. Go through this. Another example here. You can see good number of destinations being displayed which are available for international travelers. Once again, some more details. And it tells you various other cities where they are, like Petricorn or the famous Twin Towers of Malaysia or Ladakh or say, for example, rocks in Arizona. Or the San Francisco and so many such more destinations. So you, after going through all that through media, through your TV news channels, TV programs, your advertisement, experienced tour operator, recommendations coming in from friends and relatives, you decide into certain finalization. So, length of trip, if you are going for what number of days, what is available there. So, if you are retired, you can choose the length of your trip. If you work, you will need to check with your employer and schedule your vacation accordingly. Suppose you are sitting at home, you are at ease to select the dates you would like to have. But you are working, you would need a holiday from your place of work. So you need to talk to your management for a leave. So decision will be made according to this. And then you select number of days you want a holiday for. And the pace of travel, what you would like to do. Some people who need extra time to get from one place to another. Some people would like to reach immediately. It all depends what you can set their own space. So you have time at your disposal. I'm okay with going by train to Northeast up to New Jalpaiguri. And then from there, I'll take bus. Yeah? So it may take 3 to 4 days to reach from Mumbai to that destination. Maybe 3 days to go from Mumbai to Northeast by train. Whereas if you pick up a flight, possibly you are there in next 3 to 4 hours or maximum 7-8 hours. If you take up some journey by road, because not all the destinations in Northeast are connected with the rail network. Yeah, so all depend on the pace that you would like to pick up. If you like to travel by fair air, then you would pick up the destination that is connected with air. Or if you have to combine air and the bus, another decision to be decided on that factor. Then the cost comes as a prime thing because we have a budget and on that budget we work. And what is the budget available to you will make you to take a decision. For many travel, the cost is the most important aspect of the trip. Major take of your journey, you can cut on your budget, but you can't cut on your cost of traveling by flight, taking a hotel room. So, many travelers, the cost is the first and foremost thing. Distance locations are more expensive due to the higher transportation cost. Australia, US, Canada, South Africa, these destinations are fairly expensive. Even going by air would cost you nothing less than 90 or 80,000 plus plus. Yeah. So cost plays an important role. What budget you have, you will have to select destination according to your available budget. Health concern, will I be healthy? In the sense, will I not be affected by any of the environmental change that I would experience? If it is advisable to visit with the family doctor, you do that to travel and discuss the trip with him or her to make sure that all prescriptions are up to the date and catered for. If you need some vaccination, if you need to take some precautions, all that, your doctor will recommend in accordance with your health requirement. And then how to be catered in case if you need vaccination, if you need some sort of the treatment that will be advised to you. Some destinations require special precautions. For example, if you are going to malaria hit zone, you have to take yellow fever vaccination. If you are going to areas where there are waterborne disease, then you need to take care of your waterborne type of a vaccination. And accordingly, various other such things that we are talking of. So look at this tourism industry overview. We talk about international tourist arrival. We are taking statistic about 2022 and the receipt. Receipt refers to the money spent by tourists for their hotel stay, for the expenses they do in a particular city. So that is considered as a receipt for a specific area of a tourist. And Europe account for arrival into 2022, 593 million. We saw that it is almost plus 50%. 62% share of international tourist arrival was from Europe. Asia was just 10%, where most of us in India travel to Asia and the Pacific. Not Pacific so much, but within Asia we travel more. So that's only the 10%. Whereas America's contribution to international tourist arrival is 16%. Middle East, which means the countries like UAE, Saudi Arabia, Oman, maybe Egypt or Saudi Arabia, they are just accounting for 7% and Africa for 5%. But the international tourism receipt, the earning was again half come from Europe, 24% to America. You see, one-fourth. We saw this statistic, a very important statistic of one-fourth of the revenue is coming in to America. And then, of course, Middle East stands at 7%, and the 13% is for Asia and the Pacific. When we talk of Pacific, we talk of Australia, New Zealand, Fiji Island, and many such places where some Indians do travel. And Africa sit at the lowest, which is 3%. The reason why Africa sits at the lower, because of various reasons. One of the main few reasons is expensive destination. Despite the country being poor, the tourism products are expensive. Second is the infrastructure issues. Infrastructure plays a very important role for tourism to grow, so that we do have a matter of concern for Africa. So we were talking about the world's top five destinations on international tourist arrival. We have figures of 2022, which is again down to almost 11 or 12 million international tourist arrival in France. But France still sits on number one position. The five countries showing top arrivals are France, Spain, US, and China and Italy, which were in the previous 2019 as a base year, it crossed up to 91 million in France. Receipt-wise, US receive or account for more receipt, though it's not sitting on number one position of international tourist arrival. US gets almost 200 billion dollars of international receipts were accounted in US. In 2019, it is dropped to 135, and likewise 73 for Spain and France. France sits on number one international arrival, but as far as the receipt is concerned, they are sitting on the third position. France sits on the 64 million and 2022. United Arab Emirates, which was not here, came into 62 billion US dollar international receipt they have accounted for. So Thailand disappeared from the list of top five international receipt earner. UK, Spain, US, United Arab Emirates is a surprise entry to the highest accounting of US dollar, 61 million as they're earning. Who are the best spender if you look into it? Best spender is China. Chinese are spending the highest amount of money. US is the second position of spenders. Germany retains the third position. And France from fourth position came, from fifth position came up on the fourth position, whereas United Kingdom dropped from fifth position, from fourth position to fifth position in 2022 accounting. So quite a few great understanding of the statistic. Now we take it, the international destination from Indian perspective, from our country. International tourism is not a new phenomenon now. So if you open any newspaper today, you will see at least one or two advertisements related to travel and tourism, including the smallest ad, classified ad coming in on newspapers like Midday. Smallest ad is also having minimum one, two such ad coming up for tourism travel. So some of the presentation here are few such advertisements. This is just to indicate how popular is the concept or idea of international tourism in our society. And mind it, this international travel has really picked up in India despite fare being so high. In the coming years also we see the growth ongoing. So by looking at this advertisement, which we'll see in the next slide, you will get an idea about the popular destination for Indian traveler. Where do Indian traveler go? So you look at Europe summer for 2024. Europe from SOTC is highlighted here, where international travel happened with the help of a tour operator. It doesn't mean Europe sit on a high ranking, but the international service provider or the tour operator, travel agencies are in demand to offer such identical fare. Then Southeast Asia remain very popular with this Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, all this, Hong Kong, and Indonesia, Vietnam, and Cambodia. The destination that has picked up great momentum in last 2-3 years is Vietnam. One of their airlines has started operating to Mumbai 4 times a week, Vietjet. That has resulted into more people picking up to travel to Vietnam. Once upon a time, because of the visa restriction and country not open for international tourists in a big form, the travel to Vietnam from India was comparatively difficult than to other destinations. But Vietnam has registered a growth. Of course, you would be surprised to see here that destination like Dubai is not seen here. You see, this is from Indian point of view where Indian tourists go, and you find them domestic. You will find something like Konkan and other places within India. Whereas internationally, this is done by Giri Khan Holidays, and you will find some of the destination listed by them, which remains popular. So international destination, again, what I was highlighting is, you may not be finding UAE much here, Why? Because to UAE, though India account for over 1 million tourists going to UAE, which means Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, Ras Al Khaimah, or Umm Al Quwain, the service are not obtained through tour operator, because most travel that happened to UAE is to visit friends and relatives. So we move further. Here highlighted are the destination like Swiss holidays, and Switzerland. So Indian perspective, easy access to destination. We saw in chapter, we talked about planning and managing international travel. The ease of entering an international destination is of utmost importance. I highlighted this and pointed out that how comfortable a tourist feel to enter another country is the decision-making element. If the visa process, the destination cost is higher, then that destination will not remain popular. Therefore, visa-free places or countries are preferred by Indian travelers. So you understand the importance of it. We go further. According to the passport index by Henley and Partners, as of Feb 24, Indian passport holders can go on visa-free or visa on arrival to several countries. They can travel with an e-visa to some countries. Currently, the Indian perspective is ranked 85th in terms of freedom to travel. So you talk of 85 such countries where Indians love to go, where visas are either available on arrival or electronic visas are made. Some pick up here visa-free countries that are being highlighted here. You will see quite a good number of countries mentioned in this. And Indians select now, popular selection, decision-making has always been to these destinations where there is no hassle. Malaysia. Malaysia has announced that for the year 2024, Indians will be given visa on arrival. I don't know if this will be continued in the following year, but yet for 2024 until December 31st, 2024, as you can see here, Malaysia is giving Indians visa on arrival. Vietnam is another where visa-free till May 10th. So this is just over. We are now looking at what new formula comes in. Thailand, try these free countries, and some of the countries are listed here. Thailand is one of them. Of course, to be fast in the line, you need to pay an extra 200 baht or 400 baht, then you are taken out of the big queue and you process your visa faster. Sri Lanka is one country which has really picked up visa free till March 31st, 2024. Kenya is also was offering, but Kenya has withdrawn this whole offer. Kenya is again processing visa through their web portal of visa processing. So closer to home destination is the first choice for Indians. They select a destination which is closer so that in case if they have to come for some reason back faster, it is easy to come back faster where more connectivity is available. For example, this year, travel agents are saying that there is a surge in the people opting for easy visa destinations such as Kazakhstan, Thailand, and Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi, of course, is UAE. So when you talk of Abu Dhabi, you include Dubai as well. This has picked up recently a lot. Closer destination to home, I mentioned Dubai and Abu Dhabi. You can take it as one country because Dubai is like Mumbai to UAE. Abu Dhabi is like Delhi to UAE. So we have Indonesia, Singapore, Vietnam. These have emerged strongly in Indian radar due to direct connectivity with Kazakhstan, Baku, and Almaty. And for convenience access and easy visa, Kazakhstan, not only Baku is not Kazakhstan, Baku is Azerbaijan. Yeah? So Baku, Azerbaijan has picked up a 3 to 4 night Azerbaijan Airways flies in, and then we have got Almaty with Kazakhstan Airways. So quite a few examples closer to home destination. In this slide, you can see Europe, the earlier advertisement that you saw the help of tour operator is more essential in those destinations. We move further, enhance connectivity by airline, open up new destination. So which destination opened up? Quite a few of them, like in Eastern Europe, in Africa, the Far East, and Indian travelers are picking up this because they are new destination. They would like to explore new destination. They don't like to repeat the destination that has been popular for a number of years. And these destinations, which I just pointed out, are picking up, like Eastern Europe has picked up a lot. People would like to see and go to Eastern Europe. Africa has picked up because more airlines started flying in from Africa, like Kenya Airways and Ethiopian were coming for a number of years. But this year joined was Uganda Air. For some time, Rwanda Air came in, but they disappeared and now they are not operating. We have Air Mauritius coming in, and so many other destinations are connected with this airline within Africa. So Africa is another area that tourists are picking up. So we know some of the destinations in Eastern Europe, when we talk of in Europe, we are talking of Warsaw, we saw of Lagos in Africa, or Tbilisi in Georgia, we are talking of Minsk in Belarus, we are talking of Tashkent in Uzbekistan, Dushanbe is in Tajikistan. So many other countries are listed, cities are listed here that are picking up for exploration of new destination. So what opens up to this new area? 7 to 8 are long direct flights to several not so pricey, not so crowded holidays destination. The post-pandemic bounty includes non-stop flight from New Delhi and Mumbai to several places like I counted on the cities like Vietnam City, like Ho Chi Minh City, and their capital, Hanoi, where the airline WestJet flies there. And also from Delhi in recent month, Uzbekistan Airlines has started flying to Mumbai 2 flights a week. And many airlines are waiting for the new airport to come in so they get the favorable time slot going to those destinations. So perspective, this includes, now we will count on what perspectives that we saw in the previous slide is Warsaw in Poland, Helsinki, Lagos, Nairobi, Tbilisi, Minsk, Tashkent, Almaty, Dushanbe, Baku, Basra, Jakarta, Yangon, Da Nang, Phuket, and Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi. These 4 destinations are from VietJet that is being operated from Mumbai. Earlier, passenger had to hop up, skip, and then jump across flight. Too many changes were happening in the earlier days. But now, direct flights, for example, Kolkata to Yangon, there are direct flights. Almaty from Delhi, Tashkent, both from Delhi and Mumbai. Flight goes to Tbilisi is from Air Georgia. And you have flight to Air Arabia goes to Sharjah and you connect to Tbilisi. That is in Georgia. And likewise, Nairobi, you have quite a few choice. You can go through Air Mauritius and then you can go with Ethiopian Airlines, or Kenya Airways, or Air Tanzania. Quite a big choice is available, so people are accepting this and using and flying down to these destinations. With this, I conclude my today's talk on the Chapter 3. I thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you indeed.